All right, on today's podcast, we are going through week 8 underdog upsets. That's right, outright wins for these dogs. And where is College Game Day going for week number 9? Let's go on and get to it.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, per the usual, check out bettingcfb.com. If you like my stat previews and whatnot, I put them up over there, bettingcfb.com. You can check it out. It's $5 a month, $50 for the entire year, and that includes all of the off-season content, etc., because we will be doing that. I'll be doing a lot of that stuff. So, yes, check that out. Of course, subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You guys know what's up. You guys know what's up. The BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Subscribing over there would certainly help me out as well. And what else are we looking for? I'll tell you about some more stuff here in just a little bit. Ticket Smarter, Ghost Leaves, you guys know. We appreciate our sponsors around here. This is a one-man operation. I do Three Dog Thursday with TJ. I do the BetUS show with Parker and Kyle. But as far as winning cures everything, this is my baby right here. So any help that you've got for that would certainly be appreciated. BettingCFB.com and support our sponsors. So, all right, we're getting into it. Let's go on and not make this a long podcast. It's a Friday show. You guys are ready for the weekend. We're ready for games. I get that. So let's go on and get into it. And we'll start with which Week 8 underdogs are going to have the outright upsets this week. There were a lot last week. There were a lot the week before. Surely there's going to be some more here. So let's get into it. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for this. So what you see on the screen, and this is not week 7, it's week 8. As a matter of fact, I'll update it right now. So week 8, projected win probabilities based on 5 factors plus talent. So I'm going to give you what the win projection looks like on these. And based on, you know, or not based on, but versus what the implied probability is from the sports books. And from there, we'll look at what the actual money line is right now, and I'll just give you what my thoughts are on who the underdogs are going to be. I'm going to give you 5 that I like the most, and then I'll give you 4 other ones. So let's start off with this. Arizona State plus 170 against Cincinnati. Arizona State wins games at the line of scrimmage. Now, Cincy is pretty good on the line of scrimmage, but they're not great by any stretch of the imagination. I know that Sam Levitt is out, but Kenny Dillingham has shown over the past couple of years that he is maybe an offensive genius. He knows what to do with his players to put them in the right position to be able to win games. If you watch the UCLA game last year, they were down a bunch of quarterbacks, etc. They just came out and ran like wing T stuff. Stuff that UCLA had never seen before. Now your quarterback's out. You got Jeff Sims in there. What kind of stuff does he end up running this time? Does he find a way to not let Jeff Sims throw the ball to the other team? And I think that's what everybody's worried about with Jeff Sims. So, of course, Jeff Sims was at Georgia Tech. Then he goes over to Nebraska last year and just felt like every other play was a fumble or an interception. Now he's at Arizona State. Veteran backup. Guy that knows what the coach expects out of him. Yeah, I'm curious on this one. So Arizona State plus 170 at Cincinnati I think is pretty good. I've got Arizona State with a 53.14% chance to win the game, as you can see highlighted there on the screen. The implied probability only had him at 40%. So there you go. All right. Next on the board, we got Tulsa, plus 136 against Temple. And look, Temple is supposed to have Evan Simon back. Their offense has certainly been better since Evan Simon took over for Forrest Brock at quarterback. Tulsa isn't great by any stretch of the imagination. Their implied win probability was 44.25%. But I've got them at 51% win probability based on the stats on the season and whatnot, based on the five factors, which is who is the most efficient, who makes the least mistakes, all that kind of stuff. Tulsa, I think they've got a coaching advantage here. They've got a talent advantage for sure. I know they're going on the road, but I think Tulsa could probably find a way to get this thing done. So plus 136 on the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. I think that makes a little bit of sense. All right, the next one that I'm looking at, FAU. FAU goes to UTSA. UTSA is bad this year. Jeff Traylor maybe should have hopped out of town when his quarterback Frank Harris did. But that's neither here nor there. He will have a job open somewhere if he wants it. Right now, I think he's good. He knows what he wants to do. So FAU with Tom Herman, I don't think that there's necessarily a coaching advantage one way or the other. FAU has looked pretty good as of late. The implied win probability was FAU 34.4%. I've got them at 49.46%. I think these two teams are incredibly equal. And just numbers-wise, I've actually got FAU favored over the past 4 weeks. They are playing better than UTSA, who just lost to Rice last week. But an implied win probability of 70% for UTSA, and I've got them at a 50.54%. Yeah, FAU plus 200 is the best number that you can get out there. So 2-1 on a team that I've got as a pick'em. Yeah, I'll take FAU there. The next one that we've got, Houston going to Kansas. Now, this one is rough, right? You look at this thing, and implied probability has Houston with 37.3? I've got it at 46.68 for Houston, 53.32% for Kansas. The thing here is that Houston, their offense looks significantly better now that they've put Zion Chris at quarterback. It's like night and day difference. They are just significantly better with him at quarterback. And Kansas, that defense, I mean, it's not even as good as TCU's defense. And Houston lit up TCU's defense. So it's not like there's a huge home field advantage at Arrowhead Stadium for Kansas here. I kind of get the feeling that Houston might be able to get some things done. So we will go with the Houston Cougars at plus 175 on this one. This one, just based on the numbers, now vibes-wise, we'll do Michigan and Illinois. And vibes-wise, I think Michigan handles this. Jack Tuttle is significantly better at quarterback. Like, there's a lot of things that point Michigan's way. The momentum is certainly with the Wolverines. But you look at this thing, and their implied win probability in this game is 64.79%. The win probability that I've got them is 50.34%. Illinois at home. Luke Altmyer has been really, really good this year. And while I think that the Michigan passing defense is going to be better in this game, they've certainly given up some big plays. I mean, Will Rogers absolutely tore them up. There is a chance here that Zachary Franklin and that bunch of wide receivers can get open, and Barry Lunny could have a day calling plays against this Michigan defense. So if that happens, and Jack Tuttle is still not quite up to par on this, then yeah, Illinois could win this game. I've got it 50.34% for Michigan to win the game. The implied probability from the sports books is 64.79%. That's a pretty drastic difference. I'll go Illinois plus 162. On that. So, and those are my five that I've put into my round robin. I'm going to do a different round robin here for some long shot upsets. Here's what I'm looking at. UAB. UAB goes to South Florida. And UAB's offense has not been atrocious. And they've got the Kitna kid playing back there right now. He appears to have been a little bit better than Jacob Zeno. USF has not been good, and now Byron Brown is out. I don't know what this offense is going to be. They put up 3 points on Memphis last week. I don't think Memphis has some killer defense. UAB, The Q word is out there for the UAB team. However, this is a game that is winnable for them, and it's 13.5? 13.5. I know that they're playing like down there at South Florida. I don't know if this game's in Orlando or if they decided to play it at Tampa, even though they're still cleaning up. But this is certainly a spot that UAB could win. The implied win probability at the books is 20%. I've got them at 46.21%. I think there's a shot they win this thing outright. So UAB plus 400 is the best number you can get on that. We'll stay in the AAC. Let's look at this one. North Texas. North Texas goes to Memphis, and there we go. Let's highlight that bad boy right there. Implied win probability from the books has Memphis with an 81% chance to win the game. They've got them as double-digit favorites. And yet, this North Texas team is 5-1, and their offense is no joke. And I don't know that Memphis has faced an offense other than Navy, who they gave up 50-some-odd points to and lost the game. They hadn't faced a team that can do the kind of stuff North Texas does. Probability for North Texas, 23.26% of the books. I've got it at 46.65%. This feels like a last team that has the ball can win the game kind of thing. You got North Texas plus 330 as your best money line option. Sure. Why not? I'll take that. And then two more. And you guys are going to laugh at me. Colorado State goes to Air Force. And the books have got Colorado State with an implied win probability of 72.6%. I've got them at 51.83%. Air Force changed quarterbacks. They were able to put up some yards on New Mexico. Now, granted, Colorado State's defense is better than New Mexico, but Horton, the wide receiver, is now out for the year, and I think that they relied on him a lot. Air Force, I think if they can put up some points here, this one's at home. It's a rivalry game. You can get Air Force at plus 220 right now. I don't think the troops are just going to go winless the rest of the way. So Air Force plus 220. And then finally, late night action. UNLV goes to Oregon State, and they are more than a touchdown favorite. The implied win probability for them at the books is 69.7%. I've got them at 55.3% here. But if you look at their schedule, the road games that they have done thus far this year, opening week at Houston, and that was a dreadful Houston team. They took them out of the game immediately, took the crowd out of the game. They played at Kansas on a Friday, and that was at Children's Mercy Park. It's a soccer complex in Kansas City, and we all saw it. There was not that many people there, so it wasn't a huge home field environment. They played at Utah State, last week. That was on a Friday night. Utah State is already out of this thing. I mean, so they haven't played a real, real road test. And now you got to go to Corvallis. I just think there's a chance. Oregon State plus 205 is what you can get on that one. So pay attention. Pay attention. All right. Let's swap this thing around. Let me tell you. Write the times down, of course. You want tickets to stuff. I know you do, because we all want tickets to stuff. The easiest way to save some money when you're buying tickets to things, whether it is a college football game, a concert, a show, whatever it is. NBA's coming up, college basketball coming up. Tickets to all this stuff is ridiculously expensive, but you're paying for an experience. If you're going to have the experience anyway, why not save a little bit of money? Go to ticketsmarter.com, put in the promo codes WCE10, or WCE20, WCE10, that's WCE10, it's going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20, it's going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. Very basic, very simple. It's not a one-time thing. You can do it every single time you buy tickets. You buy two tickets to go see Alabama, Tennessee this weekend, and then you decide, oh, we need two more. You can go back. You can put in the same promo code. You can save the same money. It's very simple. So go ahead, knock it out. Do yourself a favor. Think smarter with TicketSmarter. TicketSmarter.com and the TicketSmarter mobile app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility, with digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Now, if you were like me and you were getting older and you have little ones, or if you try and stay active, but your joints and whatnot, your elbows and your knees are dealing with it, go over to GoSleeves.com/WCE. You can save 15% on the best kinesiology compression sleeves on the market. They will make you feel better. So you put those things on while you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. It's going to help out your joints. It's going to make you feel better. So when you've got to wrestle with a six-year-old that thinks that he's Seth freaking Rollins like I do, the best way to alleviate that problem is to go to GoSleeves.com/WCE. All right, let's keep it moving. By the way, bettingcfb.com. That's where you sign up for my stuff. All right. Let's go to where is College Game Day going for week number 9? And we have some options next week. We certainly have options. We're only looking at the Saturday games. Now, if you go back and look at Friday, Boise State at UNLV is intriguing, right? Rutgers at USC, not so intriguing, but kind of intriguing. Thursday, Syracuse at Pitt, that one all of a sudden is pretty massive for the ACC. But we're looking at Saturday because that's where game day is going to be. Game day. Penn State at Wisconsin. That is a night game at Camp Randall, and that bad boy right there is on NBC. If Wisconsin wins this week against Northwestern, they've only got 2 losses on the year. They'll be 5-2. I would imagine they will probably be ranked somewhere in the low 25 range, right? And then you got Penn State, who will be undefeated. Now, Maybe they decide to do that, but that's not a property that they own or that they have the rights to. So my guess is they probably don't go to Penn State at Wisconsin. Next up, Nebraska at Ohio State. And this one is one that, let's see. This one's 11 a.m. on Fox. Fox Big Noon Kick is going to be in Columbus for that one. My guess is they are probably waiting around to go to Columbus for the Michigan game. And why would you go to a property that you don't have the rights to multiple times in one season? I don't think that that's what they want to do. So we'll go on and cross that one out. Ohio State hosting Nebraska. If Nebraska gets through Indiana, that could be a huge, huge spot. Do they go back to College Station? LSU at Texas A&M. I mean, maybe. Maybe. That seems like a really big game. It's two teams that, at this point, do not have a loss in the SEC. Those two, along with Texas, are your front runners to be able to get to Atlanta for the SEC championship game. Seems like a pretty big spot for playoff implications and SEC title implications, right? So, maybe. That's why there's a TBD on the time. They haven't announced time. Next on the board, Missouri at Alabama. Same situation. Missouri has 1 loss in the SEC. If they handle Auburn this week, they will do the same. Same with Alabama. If they handle Tennessee this week, that could certainly be a big-time spot. So maybe they go to Tuscaloosa, where they've already been. Maybe Nick Saban says, oh, let's go. I'm going to be there anyway. This will make it that much easier. Maybe. I don't think so. We'll mark that one off. Now, Notre Dame going to Navy. That one all of a sudden gets very, very interesting. Navy has got Charlotte this week. And where is this game? That one's 11 a.m. Notre Dame at Navy. ESPN does not own the rights to this one. But my guess is it's going to be a CBS game. I think it's a CBS game. It might be a CBS sports game. How crazy would that be? Anyway, you got a top 25 matchup. An undefeated Navy team, a one-loss Notre Dame team. If Notre Dame gets through Georgia Tech and Navy gets through Charlotte this week, then yeah, potentially. It's at MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey. There's going to be a lot of people interested in that game. And that's one of those that if you're college game day, you would like to go and do the whole troops thing more than just once a year, right? You would love to do that because people will be fired up for this game. So that is a potential one. But where I think that they go, if Texas beats Georgia and Vanderbilt beats Ball State, I think they're going to Nashville. I think they go to Nashville next week. Tickets to get in Nashville are $148. Can you imagine the game day segments about Diego Pavia? I mean, it will be absolute mayhem there. And the stadium is still going to mostly be Texas fans. But this Vanderbilt team is legit. They are for real. I said it earlier in the year, and then they went and got beat by Georgia State. But I'm telling you, this is a good football team. They need this win this week, and they need one more, and they will be going bowling. Where do they get that one more? Could they upset another number one ranked team? Texas coming off of a win over Georgia? That would be massive. So my guess for this week is that Texas going to Vanderbilt is going to make College Game Day go to Nashville next week. That is my guess. All right. We got 20 minutes in on this thing. I think that's enough for today. I think that's all that we need. Hopefully you guys like the new lighting and whatnot if you saw it on YouTube, because I only post the clips on that. But I'm changing up some things in the studio. Hopefully it looks a little bit better. But I feel good about it. Feel good about it. All right. That's going to do it for today. Check out winningcureseverything.com. Check out BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern. All the links for all this stuff is in the description. BettingCFB.com. You guys know what you need to do. Subscribe, all that kind of stuff. With that said, let's get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.